Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Father, we praise you. We praise you, Jesus. We cannot wait to be in your presence. We wish so many more people would be able to see the things that we're excited about. And for those who don't believe in the rapture, which is just mind-bending to me, just take a look at Luke 21:36. It wouldn't be in the Bible if there was no rapture. But anyway, praise God, Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to be able to use this electronic ecclesia to reach out and touch other people. We pray in the name of Jesus that people would be aware of the time that we're in right now. We're in the very last, phase of our existence here on the earth, certainly getting closer, very hard to nail down, to our imminent departure. We know, Father, that you have spoken through Brother Dan in God's Healer 7 that we are to watch the events. And we are doing so just as we would if we were part of the fig tree generation and being obedient to your word, Lord Jesus, where you told us to watch ye therefore way more than just once, and also be wise as serpents but gentle as doves. Father, we pray that you will work on our hearts, that you will take away all the frustration that is associated with walking with the burden that we have right now, knowing the things that we do know, but also having nobody to share with, no fellowship really, and then meeting with very odd responses from people that will sometimes approach us and ask us, what's going on, can you tell me what's going on, that kind of thing, because they weren't paying attention, or they didn't want to hear what we had to say before. But when we do tell them, we're now accelerated, we have a better understanding of things that are going on. When we do disclose it to them, they reject it. Which, by the way, mirrors, as we know, pretty much the words that are spoken explicitly, not implicitly, but explicitly in Matthew 22. And Father, we just thank you for helping us to be able to see all the parables as though they were writings in a newspaper, to be excited about the times that we're in, be able to embrace the international intergalactic cosmology, the interdimensional cosmology of your incredible creation, and to be able to embrace things that are written in books that most people wouldn't even understand or comprehend and certainly not relate back to the Bible, but we're able to. And we're able to discern thanks to your grace, thanks to your incredible loving kindness, thanks to you revealing to us, those of us who are excited to learn about the mysteries of the Bible, to reveal it to us so that we can get even more excited about the days that we live in and try harder and harder to understand that they're just limited. They're not calling you a liar. They're just limited. They can't accept it. It's past their event horizon. And Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you will please open the eyes and the ears of more and more of your people. I know it sometimes takes time, and I know that a lot of people get stuck with bubblegum or flypaper, whatever you want to call it, on the rungs of the ladder to the mysteries of your incredible existence and the Holy Bible. And goodness gracious, what about those 14 books of the Apocrypha? which I just bought a copy of, specifically the ones that are in the Ethiopian Coptic text. But so much, the Book of Jubilees, so much. We just thank you for all of this information, Father God. Keep us patient. Help us to understand our fellow man, our fellow brothers and sisters' limitations, and be excited about our fellow man unbelievers that receive these things and oftentimes saves their souls from the pit, because they're still hearing from Christians that the earth is only 6,000 years old. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Keep us on the edge of our seats and give us the patience of Job and the protection of warrior angels at all time. In the mighty name at all times, and in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father, that your holy fire will surround us on all sides, Job 1:9. That warrior angels will stand guard, that any entity of the darkness, worker of Satan, live or dead, human spirit, member of a witch coven, any demon of darkness that cannot call Jesus Christ its Lord and Savior, that the moment that they set their wills against us, they shall be immediately struck by the holy fire of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, surround us with link angels. Surround Pipes International with link angels. Surround the people that have been touched over there in Goma Town. Father, protect the people, the Christians that are in Iran, the Christians that are in Syria, the Christians that are in Lebanon, the Christians that are all over the place that have been forgotten as the slaughter continues, the Christians that are in the Ukraine. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you forever and ever. Oh, and boy, are we excited about coming home. Matthew 18:19, Father, thank you for letting us know. Where two or more are gathered on earth, concerning anything that we ask, in the name of Jesus, it shall be given to us by our Father. And we thank you for that promise, Father. We stand on it by faith. And we pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen.
Watch and pray, for I would come for you one day. I gave you my word so you would know the time I'd come and take you. It's time for you to look around. The signs I gave are coming down. Don't be caught asleep and blind. You don't want to be left. Come and be holy. 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 Come and be holy.
Praise God. Hey, anybody out there remember this? All performed by one person, just like the last song. Brother Dan from Norway. I hope he's doing all right. I'm praying for him all the time. Praise God.
For all that matters, you were born to shine for his case. To die, you lived in our place. You were seeking what was lost. And I know, any place, anywhere that you've been, you were bound to live without sin, regardless of the cost. Yes, I know, you were killed for all that we owe, for the sake of all eternity, you died for me.
Sorry. Praise God. I'm just going to sit here bawling if I keep on playing this.
There was life wherever you touch.
Oh, and what about this one? Remember this? The communion song. Praise Jesus. All right. Well, anyway, let's go ahead. And no, this is not a prayer vigil. But I can imagine it brings back memories. Certainly does for me. And I, like I said, I am still milling around in my heart about doing maybe like a two-hour special that was just a prayer vigil. What I'm not going to do is mention the time, the date. You know, like it's April the 8th on the East Coast of the United States of Babylon the Great. I think I'll leave that part out so if people feel led to go back and listen to one of the prayer vigils, you know, that I may do over the soon coming weeks, that, you know, they're not bound by this, hey, this is for April the 8th kind of thing, you know. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. But anyway, you know, we have a little bit of extra time tonight because, quite honestly, if it wasn't for Brother Brian P., P as in Paul the Apostle, emailing me, I've been watching everything that's been going on. I've been collecting, you know, the reports. But quite honestly, we're sitting in this period of time where I can state the obvious. Thanks, Captain Obvious. You know, I was on a totally different track, you know, that kind of a thing. And, but on the flip side of that, you know, I think it's good to check in, at a minimum of once a week. I'd really like to do no less than two shows a week. And one of those could be the prayer vigil, depending. But right now we're definitely in a place where things are beginning to ramp up. So there's no question about it. We're going to touch upon those reports and steer you away from all of the noise associated with the triangle shape making entity that refers to itself as Donald Trump. And I'm sorry, you know, I have all kind of people, you know, that, you know, are kind of popping up out of nowhere. I recognize who they are. I recognize their first and their last name. They oftentimes say, do you remember me, kind of a thing. I know that they haven't been listening to the program. And then they ask me a question about blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell them exactly what's going on. But of course, you know, if their event horizon has not become enhanced since the last time they listened to the program, which could have been years ago in some cases, they're just going to say, oh, I don't believe that, which is basically a really nice way of calling me a liar. But hey, you know, they're limited, right? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So we don't want to get ourselves, don't get to be in your bonnet about any of these things. Remain peaceful. Humility is the key. And I will read this to you because a lot of people have seen, you know, or maybe they didn't, some of the tagline information that has been in my email now for, wow, 14 years, more than that. Excuse me. And one of them is a quote from Andrew Murray's book, Humility. Humility is, this is really important for those of us who are burdened, not cursed, burdened with knowing as much as we know. The burden is very, very impactful and noteworthy. Never in my entire life that I imagined the burden would be this significant. But it's significant enough that when I hear about what's happening in the churches, what's happening, what's coming from the mouths of the people at the pulpit, the entities at the pulpit in many cases, which a lot of people don't even understand, which is, forget about wise as serpents. I mean, forget it. They just done it, redacted that out of the Holy Bible on their behalf, but that's okay. They hit the place on that little ladder. Remember the analogy that I used to use all the time when I would talk about, imagine if you were standing at the floor of the Amazon jungle, right in the rainforest, the deepest, darkest part of it. But you had this ladder that goes all the way up, past the canopy, past the top of the canopy. Most people, a lot of people in churchianity, especially teachers and preachers, they get lost looking under the rocks for the bugs. They're so busy digging into the Hebrew and attempting to map the Hebrew over to the English, which is impossible, and then map the Greek over to the English, which is impossible. Okay, and they get lost. They don't see, you know, the story. They don't see the spiritual discernment. Spiritual discernment is very real. As a matter of fact, it's talked about in the Holy Bible. And I'll just share that. Okay, so again, I have to digress because my audacity stopped on me. Oh, shame on me for not paying closer attention. I just, that chameleon eye thing doesn't work really well. But anyway, 1 Corinthians 2:14 talks about spiritual discernment right in the Bible. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit, of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now, apply that to Romans 8:28, where it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. I kind of butchered it a little bit, but the most important part of that verse is the part that I did say, which was, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That has been redacted from the NIV, from the Textus, I'm sorry, the, from the, Latin Vulgate version of the Bible, versions of the Bible, and it's not there. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Look at Romans 8:28. If it doesn't end with those words, you got a bum translation in your hands. These things are very important because when you apply those to the natural man, is there any of us that can claim that we walk completely by the Spirit? And if that not be true, which is, it isn't true. None of us do. We all see through the mirror dimly. We all prophesy in part. So then, it's safe to say that none of us walk entirely by the Spirit. And don't even get me going on the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit that are called out explicitly in 1 Corinthians chapter, 12 and 13. 13's about love. 12 mentions the 9 gifts, I'm pretty sure. Because you have, you know, the gift of discernment, and that's on a whole bunch of different levels. A lot of people don't realize that. They just think, oh, I got the gift of discernment. No, you don't. You might have a little bit of the gift of discernment, but you ain't seen what really happens. Like, you know, there's just so many, I mean, Bill Deagle, before he passed away, boy, talk about the spirit of discernment, where he could shake hands with Hillary Clinton and literally physically see that she was a 9-foot-tall Draco reptilian. That's a gift of discernment for you. But I've known people that could see little black snakes wrapped around, you know, a person's spinal cord or whatever. There's different levels of it. But anyway, apply that principle to discerning things spiritually. Now go back to the ladder that's now installed in the middle of the darkest part of the Amazon River basin. Or I'm sorry, the Amazon rainforest basin. Well, we've pulled ourselves up. We said, you know what? We're not going to look at the grubs and the bugs and the other things that are underneath the rocks anymore. We're going to take a look at where we are. Wow! Look at this amazing jungle and all the wildlife. This is just astonishing. But wait, there's a ladder. Where does it go? Well, that ladder is representative of the walk of a person who is somewhere between a natural man and spiritual discernment. And nobody ever completely arrives. But are you going to allow the bottom of your feet to get stuck with flypaper or bubblegum somewhere on that ladder? That's what most people do. They were told that, you know, because of the Abrahamic covenants, that Israel, you know, being allied with Israel makes you in like Flynn. You get a Willy Wonka golden ticket to heaven. And that's what we have right now. Even my plumber, whose name was Israel, who I'm not even convinced is a believer, was agreeing with me, was like saying, man, I walk into people's houses and as soon as they hear my name is Israel, they start practically worshiping me. Yeah, that's how bad it is. So what's important to note is that people all, you know, the analogy that I would like to draw that I think is the most accurate way of depicting it is that people walk up a certain number of rungs of a ladder. Sometimes they stop inside of a church. Sometimes they stop believing that the Abrahamic covenants are their Willy Wonka golden ticket to heaven. Sometimes they don't grow any further. They don't spiritually discern. They don't look at Luke 21:36 and see the rapture, which they should. They don't try to be wise as serpents. They don't watch ye therefore, because it gives them the heebie-jeebies and the creeps. And they don't want to know about the creeps because they want to live a good life. They want to occupy and have fun. And they don't want to think about any of those bad things that might happen to them, even though those bad things that might happen to them are the way you get to Jesus in the first place. Nobody comes unto the Father. Well, with the exception of those who are Isaiah 57:1. Okay, which is an exception to the rule. There's always exceptions to the rule, where it says, the righteous perishes and no one takes it to heart. Merciful men are taken away, while no one considers that the righteous is taken away from evil. And that's absolutely true. The church will typically stand around and say, ooh, I wonder what he did. Ooh, I wonder what she did. They must have upset God. They must have upset God. Look at that. Look what happened to them. There you go. So for those of us who have been blessed to let go of churchianity, to let go of things that we were taught by people that we love, by people that maybe were related to us at some time, whatever the case may be, or whatever, we have to understand that we are in the period where Daniel 12 says, and knowledge will increase. At least we're so close to the slippery escape. Don't even get me going on the escape pod testimony and my first watch key testimony and my Shavuot wedding testimony. Because when you throw all those together, and they're not for me either, that's the thing. They're for all of us because we are all part of the body. We are all part of the body. So the things that happen to me happen to you. You need to embrace them as yours. When people are taken to heaven, they're not taken to heaven to edify themselves. They are taken to heaven to edify others. That's why people that are taken to heaven, not so surprisingly, spend all their time telling people about their trip to heaven. Almost certainly because Jesus said so. Okay? And are you going to meet Jesus in person in heaven and like go, I've been thinking this over and I'm kind of thinking that I don't feel comfortable talking about these things. Right, kids? Yeah! You guys got it figured out. Amen. So anyway, on that note, I'm trying to throw a little bit, whenever we don't have these radio shows that are pregnant with quadruplets with information. I think it's kind of really cool. I love to talk about the scripture. I love to talk about spiritual discernment of the scripture. See, when you're spiritually discerning the scripture totally, well, you always have a little bit of, there's always a little bit of context, but it's never priority. Context is never priority, which I've proven with 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, 31, and 32. When you take it out of context, it has great meaning because it applies to all Christians in all churches, in all situations, no matter what, which it does. So I've proven it time and time again, but there are people that are going to fall back into the trap. They're going to go back into, you know, Hebrew roots movement. They, many of them, according to what it says in Galatians, and when Paul had to go back and smack heads together when he was dealing with Peter and John, you know, it kind of sounded to me when Paul was admonishing them about, you know, slipping back into the law, that it didn't really sound very positive about them going to heaven. Go back and read it. It's kind of scary. So anyway, you know, says things like, you know, we forced Jesus to hang from the cross a second time and things like that, you know. But getting back to that ladder, if we don't make sure we don't have sticky on the bottom of our shoes or sneakers, sticky is an analogy for prior teachings, prior beliefs, things that we're absolutely convinced were true because they had to be because they came from a family member or something like that. Or somebody that we dearly, dearly loved. So we stopped learning. We just kept on going because we knew that we knew that we knew that we knew. Well, you know, Sister Vera sent me something and I really, really like this. Now, I mess with her sometimes and I pretend like I don't like it as much as I do, but I really did. And I'm just going to go ahead and, oh, by the way, thank you, Brian P., for touching bases with me because I know that whenever I get an email from you, it's like, uh-oh, I better see how long it's been since I've done a show. But anyway, hold on just a second. Let me get to my pictures. The fastest way to, oh, it's fighting me. Isn't that just happy, happy-go-lucky joy? Here we go. All right. Let me see if I can find it. I just downloaded it, so it should be right here, which, of course, I'm going to have to go over to the Samsung Gallery instead, because it's some, there's delays for it, whatever. Anyway, so it says, so this is cool. It's got a picture of a little blonde girl pointing at you, kind of like in an admonishing sort of way, you know, like she's warning you. And she says, it isn't about dying, because you will live forever. All you have to worry about is location, location, location. I would say even. So many people don't understand inheritance and rewards. Now, you know, I could point you to some teachings about it from some really good teachers, but I'm not going to because I think they had some errors that got woven in there and, you know, that kind of thing. I'm pretty sure that inheritance is what we have command over as kings and priests that are ruling and reigning with Jesus. So I think it has to do with how big your section of the kingdom is. I believe that's what inheritance is. I don't think it has to do with rewards at all. Inheritance and rewards tend to be, you know, unrelated. Just look it up in the dictionary. However, rewards, 1 Corinthians 13, 14, 15, 16, you know, where it says, you know, your works will be tested of fire of what sort they are, which, of course, remember, that means quality, not quantity. All right. And also, that's also reflective and directly spiritually discerned to be synonymous with the parable of the workers in the vineyard, where the ones who came late still got the same rewards as the ones that came early. And they got mad about it. And Jesus said, am I not the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? It didn't go down that way in the parable, but those of us who have spiritual discernment can clearly see that. So you keep on climbing up the ladder because you want to see what's above the canopy. But so few do. They get stuck in a rut. They won't let go of past teachings. They believe this. They believe that. They heard something on a YouTube channel. They heard somebody say something on TikTok. That's one of the reasons why I am very sad. Because it's not that I'm being selfish. It's that I'm being selfless. Now, it seems like I'm being selfish. It could even sound like I'm being puffed up. But when I kindly admonish people to please stay away from the internetosphere right now, because you're going to be misled. You're going to be taken down a direction. And it, you know what? You know why I say that? Because I see the evidence of it all the time. I'm not going to mention names because it would embarrass them. And you know what I found out the hard way? First off, I'm not allowed to mention names because God told me don't ever do that. But if I even hint around to what somebody said or might have done to indicate, you know, that to teach me, to show me that people are coming and waking up and they're coming back to me, you know, years later and asking what should be obvious questions with obvious answers by now, if they had been listening still, but they went off and they suddenly got confused. They got afraid. There, something bad happened. Somebody said something at the podium of their church, and suddenly they come in. And my only response is, get out of the church. Get out of the church. Save yourself now. But as soon as they go listen to our radio show, they're like, oh, well, I don't believe that Donald Trump is a bad man. He's certainly not a reptilian. And all this and all that. Because they're used to staring at 75 Israeli flags behind the pulpit. And that's just how it is. You know, people do not recognize the synagogue of Satan. People do not understand the Babylonian Talmud. People don't understand it when Ursula von der Leyen, the head of the European Union, comes forward, which she did, by the way, and says to the world, we in the European Union observe the Babylonian Talmud, which says that if kids are under the age of 5, you can have sex with them freely, especially if they're, you know, particularly if they're goy, which means anybody that's not them. And then you got von der Leyen. What is that? She's got to be a reptilian. So anyway, there's no doubt in my mind that she is. I'm convinced. Because you would never say something like that unless you were a reptilian, right? Or a Khazarian. But then what are they? You know, a lot of people don't understand the Kabbalah. They don't understand how evil it is. You know, people that have monkeyed around with the Kabbalah have come forward, some of them, have gotten saved later, and they explain to people that the Kabbalah is one of the worst, most scariest, most horrible forms of black magic that has ever existed on earth. It's true. People have died practicing the Kabbalah. But that's a whole nother story. We are completely and utterly surrounded with evil and liars everywhere we look. Are you sick of it yet? Are you sick of it yet?
You're good. Thanks, Captain Obvious. I was on a totally different track.
And you know the Alex Jones that I miss very, very much? It's this one.
This is their plan, people. These are demons. Just like the Bible says, it's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people.
Intergalactic.
I'm telling you, it's what all the ancients said. Bada-bing. It's what they warned of. It's what we're dealing with. They're demons. They're frickin' interdimensional invaders, okay? I'll just say it. Make fun of me all you want on CNN or wherever, but everyone already innately knows this. These people are not frickin' humans.
I'm not sure I totally agree with his choice of, you know, adjectives, but it does sort of make you feel a little bit like...
Hey, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Which, by the way, makes me wonder, whatever happened to P. Diddy? Whatever happened to Epstein? Do you know that I have a photograph on my local machine of Pam Bondi making the ever-present triangle symbol with her hands? They're all in on it. It's a big party and we're not invited. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Alrighty then. So let's go ahead and see what we can get through in the news. I can skip a lot of this stuff because I already know that you probably know it. If you don't know it, I'd be surprised. But we're going to touch upon a few things that are going on right now that I really honestly don't think anybody's going to go like, oh, no way! Although there may be a few. I know that there are some people that don't look at Twitter ever. They don't even have Twitter accounts. And in that case... you never know, right? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Kids, are you ready to go? All righty then. Kids, would you like me to share a joke once in a while? Kids? Well, I'm not going to tonight. All right, that's all right. I don't want to completely run out of time. But anyway, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? not normal.
It's just wrong. Wrong.
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
Well, seeing as how I ate up 35 minutes talking about things that I think are cool, and you should too. If you like your Bible and analogies associated with spiritual discernment, folks, when you realize that the Bible's eternal, when you realize that Ezekiel 28 is talking about millions and millions and millions of years ago, when you realize these things and you reread your scripture, wow, what a difference it makes. But, you know, so for those of us who don't want to have flypaper on the bottom of our sneakers, we're going to continue to climb up that ladder. Now, I am going to do shows, as long as we're still here, about the cosmology of God, about the fact that there is a portal in the Orion Nebula into the eternal realm of the Creator, about the fact that the benevolent aliens see us as royalty in the universe. How can that be? Wait a minute, there can't be benevolent aliens. They're all demons. This is a remote. You think so? Maybe not. That was my Alexa in the background telling me to take the trash out. Boy, is she determined, too. But I'm not ready. But anyway, these things are exciting to me. These things ought to be exciting to you. When Jesus said in John 10:34, have I not said in your law that ye are gods? And understanding that that maps over to Psalm 82. And in Psalm 82, our Father says, I stand in the congregation of the mighty, and I judge amongst the gods, little g gods. To note that in the book of Psalms, God is referred to as Yah-Vah-El, God of gods, little g gods. Well, when the naughty, naughty Jews, which I haven't looked it up in a while, and I should have jotted it down on, but I can find it pretty easily. But when they went up to their rooftops to have drink offerings and grain offerings to the host of heaven, who was it to? The fallen angels, otherwise known as aliens. Do you really think that they don't have spaceships? That would be a mistake. I can guarantee you. As a matter of fact, even the good guys have those. All right, praise God. And I've covered this in many different things, but I'd like to cover it in more detail for people who are new to these subjects because it really expands. You know what? More so, look, if you're a believer that's got your foot stuck on the 102 second rung, oh, hold on just a second. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Alrighty then, so it was work. It's always lots of fun. And you know, stress. Anyway, I'll spare you the details. So anyway, praise God. Let's go ahead and go into these into the news. I'm going to start at the top of the list because I think it's going to hit the most important stuff first because things have been progressing rather, I don't know, I'd like to say rapidly, but it sends the wrong message. So we all need to have the patience of Job and hang in there no matter what. All right. Praise God. And I'd like to believe the big David Doetry copper spherical spaceship's going to show up any moment now. And there's nothing saying that it won't. I've been watching, as a matter of fact, according to the Randy Hecker vision with Papa Cotta Pedal, he said that there were two volcanoes that went off that nobody hardly paid attention to. Well, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there are actually two volcanoes that I don't recall ever hearing their name before. Going off like crazy right now. And I thought to myself, Randy Hecker, Papa got a pedal. So I don't know. Things could be really heating up. No pun intended. Okay, pun intended. But anyway, you know, right, kids? Pun intended. Hey. All right, so on that note, let's go ahead and blast into the news with a little bit of time that we have left. Like I said, nothing earth-shattering, I don't think, to anybody, but good to know. Here we go.
Thank you.
not normal.
All righty then. So anyway, I'm kind of starting with the most recent report and then working my way down. So no biggie. So anyway, so Hegseth got, get this, $1 trillion worth of budget money for the military. Isn't that fascinating? So we're hundreds of billions of dollars funneling, and don't even get me going on the cost of the armaments, bombs, equipment, B-2 bombers, Diego Garcia, Ohio-class submarines that can wipe out an entire continent, okay? This stuff is really serious, and they're not really talking about it in the news, but it's for real, and it's happening now. As a matter of fact, it's already happened. All right, so praise God. So anyway, so Hegseth comes out now with his new $1 trillion budget and announces to everybody that we are going, the United States is going to take over Panama. We're going to rip it out of China's hands. Now, remember that this is already while the war with the tariffs has been going on. All right. And so just to summarize, so I can skip a whole bunch of these repetitive-ish reports. The tariff wars haven't really gone, you know, it depends on what you look at. Sometimes you see people caving. Sometimes you see people, you see them, you know, oh, we're going to fight back. And then, you know, we're going to put a whole bunch more back on you. And then they come back and they hang their heads between their, okay, you know, and they work something out. And then everybody cries, victory, victory. Well, China ain't having nothing to do with it. Now, Trump comes out and he says, oh, shame on China. They shouldn't have done that. You know, they're obviously panicking. How dare they? And all this kind of stuff. Of course, this energizes Xi Jinping. Now, the mistake that a lot of people make is to assume they're on separate sides. I know. Hard to understand, right? Well, no, it's not. When you understand that the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, the endgame of the 2030 Great Tribulation is to worship Satan, this is the same endgame of the synagogue of Satan, the Khazarians. They want to stand up the new Solomon's Temple, but not for Jesus, not for the true Messiah, for the Antichrist. Yeah? So, really, when you look at all the end games, they all are the same end game. China, I've talked about this 15 years ago, that China has ghost cities, and it was my hypothesis that China would be, you know, the place on Earth that they would store or imprison those who were still left over out of the 500 million after they reduced the population. Remember, Jesus said, if I had not cut those days short, there would be no flesh saved. But I believe the barley harvest is going to be gone long before that, for a really good reason, which I've talked about on prior shows. All right. So anyway, now they're talking about yanking the Panama Canal out of the hands of China. Don't get me going about all the stuff that they're doing around Taiwan and the Philippines and, you know, all kinds of military assistance and everything else. Xi Jinping, okay, so here's the movie. This is the plot of the movie. They have to pretend like they're fighting amongst one another. Trump has to seem indignant. He has to be like, I can't believe he's doing this. But naughty, naughty China. Bad China, bad China. Come on, folks, really? Please. We need to elevate ourselves past all that and realize, look, 15 years ago, nobody had any problem saying that there was no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. What is it that anybody would say that would make us change our minds about these dynamics? It's the same end game. There isn't no golden age. There's nothing happening with P. Diddy. There's nothing happening with Epstein. Nobody's gone to jail. There's Hillary Clinton still walking around. Okay, forget about it. It's not going to happen. But so few will see. And unfortunately, this is going to lead to many people in churchianity not being as prepared as they might have been for the coming of Jesus, which, by the way, puts them at a grave disadvantage. That's too bad. Wish I could change it. But the Lord told me when I was getting upset about it and crying downstairs, he said, I came to save the world, not you. I was like, in my sniffles and tears, saying, you know, oh yeah, it's true. But you know, you care. You know, you care. You don't want people to, you know, get sucked into the riptide of the day of the Lord. So many Christians are going to die. They're never going to have a chance to be all that they could be. You know, location, location, location. Okay. All right. Another report says several high-ranking military personnel are currently arriving in Tel Aviv, as we speak, by the way, for important consultations. Military personnel for important consultations. With who? None other than the War Cabinet of Israel. Netanyahu's already come forward and said that he's going to attack. And it was like he was getting, it was like he was pretending like he was getting clearance to do it. Because, you know, Trump was involved. But you know what? That whole thing about there's a delta between what Trump wants and what Netanyahu wants, that's a fallacy. That's an act. It's not true. I have photographs of Putin surrounded with Synagogue of Satan people. Okay? Hundreds of them. Well, it looks like 100 or more. What does that tell you? Yeah. We're all watching a big play. Now, does that mean that there aren't differences at a lower level? There are. But when we realize that the end game is the same for all the players involved in the establishment of the New World Order, we know that Satan works on a caste system of government and he pits his generals against one another. That's how he keeps them in line. Then it all of a sudden it just kind of snaps into place and makes sense. Korean troops have fired warning shots as North Korean soldiers breach the DMZ. What are they doing? They're testing the soft and chewy outsides of the DMZ, because they're getting ready to fulfill the prophecy of Dr. David O'Rourke, who saw, let me tell you about the war, I gotta roll my tongue like him, war with Iran. The fire was historic. He saw two jets from Israel flying in and using tactical nukes, obviously, because the fire was historic. Well, the only way you're going to get a historic fire is if you're using nukes. So anyway, and I've got so much data on this. I mean, man, I have snapshots of news reports and things going back to 2012 in 1,300-page Word documents that confirm everything that I'm talking about right now. People oftentimes wonder, why are you so positive about these things? Because I got a really good memory and everything's documented. I've talked about all these prophecies, dreams, and visions for 15 years, give or take. Well, and if it, you know, oh, hold on. There, as always is the case, there's a five-alarm fire taking place at work. How much fun is that? So anyway, at least I cast lots. Oh, it was such a relief. You know, it says in Proverbs, I think it's 6:16, or is it 16:6? I get them mixed up. But it says, the lot is cast into the lap, but its every word is from the Lord. So, you know, I knew I had to be clean, and I feel clean-ish. Never totally clean, but you know what I mean. And I sought the Lord, and I took my gold yes or no coin, which I use when I need a to-the-point answer. I use a thesaurus, too, but that was a little ambiguous, the answer I got. It was to the point, but it didn't tell the whole story, which is what I needed. So I really wanted to know if I was in trouble. So I cast a lot into my lap, and I spun this big old yes or no coin into the air after I prayed about it, and bam, it landed in my lap. Had to look over my big chubby stomach. Okay, it's not chubby. It's bigger than chubby. But nevertheless, I looked over it, and there it said, no, you are not in any trouble. And I was like, hey, cool. But then I was still worrying, which meant to me that I wasn't trusting God, which, by the way, you don't want to do, because the accuser of the brethren accuses the brethren both day and night, Revelation 12, will point down to you and say, look, he doesn't even trust you, Father God. You don't want that to happen. So I had to repent. I was repenting, repenting, repenting. I'm sorry, Father. I'm sorry, Father. I'm sorry for my doubts. I'm sorry for my doubts. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you, because He trusts you. Isaiah 26:3. Don't even get me going on Proverbs 3:5. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So looking at the time, we're blasting through these things. Netanyahu vows to finish the job against Iran with support from Trump. This is in CNN, by the way. CNN. So now all of a sudden the mainstream media is starting to pump out some stuff that's actually true and relevant. Yep. Now, the Daily Mail puts out a news report. They're notorious for doing this kind of thing, but they said the title of it was Armageddon Will Come. Well, you know, they're really not too far off target with this particular prediction. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Already talked about the military budget. Absolutely, totally insane. So many people are out there going, man, well, you know, for the president of peace and Epstein and P. Diddy and putting people in jail, we sure are getting the short end of the stick here. And I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, wonder why. Well, when you really know that they're all in it together, ultimately, at least to some extent, then it all starts to make sense. Yep. But we're going to, I'm not even going to get into it. We'll have to watch that from the cloud of witnesses portal down to earth. I don't know if I want to watch that. I think I want to do other things like hang out at the Thai buffet, talk to Jesus, tell jokes, that kind of stuff. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, one person puts a post. I don't know the person, but the person put a post up on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. The new censorship social media outlet and gets away with it. And he puts up, he says, look, the fences around the White House are back up. I wonder what that means. The fences. They did. They reconstructed the fences around the White House. This person is insinuating or implying that something horrible is about to happen. But wait a minute, we have the Rachel Baxter vision, well, dream or vision, that goes all the way back to 2015, where it says something big is going to happen, and it's going to jettison us into World War III, and there's no stopping it. What is that? What is that? Some other people were putting notifications up on Twitter that mentioned all these different cities and suggesting that something bad was going to happen to those cities. But these weren't believers. And I thought, wait, those look like the same cities that we've been told already were going to get nuked from the ground. Sort of like in the TV series Jericho. Highly prophetic. All right. Let's see here. So bank CEOs are very upset that the global bank CEOs jump on a panic call as Trump's tariffs are torching the stock market. We've lost already $3 trillion. And now when everybody thinks there might be light at the end of the tunnel, it gets really heated between China and the United States. And China has already cut off the United States' access to, yes, you guessed it, rare earth minerals, which is the whole reason why pretend Trump was going to go up and commandeer Greenland, but it takes about 5 years to start to excavate. So you know it's all a put on, don't you? Send up J.D. Vance. Make him look like a horse's patootie. Oh, he's in on it like they all are. Okay, so at the end of the day, rare earth minerals are cut off. That means that we can't make F-35s. We can't make advanced technologies. We can't even make more cell phones. Oh, no! It's time to revolt, isn't it, kids? Well, you guys shouldn't have cell phones at your age anyways. You know that. Oh, okay. Well, as long as it has parental controls. Oh. Okay, so we got all that. So there's a... there's this lady who came out, and she's speaking openly about reptilians. She was one of those who had a most unfortunate Epstein-like encounter with the Queen and Prince Philip. And she says that they are reptilians. Now, somebody snuck this on X/Twitter without getting censored because they embedded it from, I think, TikTok. But anyway, let's go ahead and take a look at this. I just like to hear about this stuff because it's so, I don't know, it's refreshing to have the confirmation. Here we go. Oh, I forgot to flip the switch.
No. 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 I have been mocked, I've been laughed at, I've been attacked, I've been through every single thing you can imagine by trying to get this truth out there. I couldn't give a flying fuck what you react like.
That.
I am going to tell you the truth. They are reptilians. They shapeshift from human form into lizard form.
David Icke, I can see him right now, is kicking back right now with the Budweiser gone. Finally, I'm not the only one. But I've already read all those books. You know, like in, let me see, 2009, 2010, I spent a lot of time reading. The Biggest Secret is, and then, you know, the Children of the Matrix, whoa. But beware that unfortunately David Icke is not a believer in Jesus, because the only exposure that he's had to Christianity is through the Vatican. No wonder. But what are you going to do? Pray. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So anyway, you have that. Isn't it fun? Let's see if there's anything else here. Again, you know, the tariff wars go on. Oh, there's a big, big, big collection of Egyptian tanks. They are rowing up more than ever before, evidently, right on the edge, right on the perimeter of, you know, Gaza. Okay, Trump is still coming out and saying, I'm taking it. I'm just going to go in and take it. Smugly. How can you go in there and say smugly when people are being slaughtered the way that they're being slaughtered and just smugly say, we're going to go in and take it away from them? And they can all just die. Oh, and he even admitted this last time that they don't have any place to go. But he doesn't care, because Netanyahu's going to do what? Fill in the blanks. Goy. Okay. All right. So anyway, supposedly Iran warned all the Arab countries, if you get in the way and you know, of the airspace issue, and you allow those, you know, evil people, which they are, to attack us, then you're in trouble too. All right. Okay, praise God. Oh, yeah, and so this was the one. Okay, so get this. A person by the name of Matt Wallace, who sometimes puts, but this guy's coming out and he's saying, get this, this is amazing. Evacuate these cities now. New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, Chicago, 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 Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Houston, Nashville, New Orleans, Charlotte, San Francisco, Detroit, Seattle, Atlanta, Las Vegas, Baltimore, Boston, and Miami. There are so many of these that have been covered by other people that are believers that are trying to warn people about the Jericho-like moment that's coming. Alrighty then. Okay, so I'm just double-checking, looking over my shoulders, and it's all good. I don't have to jump in. And so whenever you hear that, that's somebody at my fun workplace. It's really not so bad. Well, sometimes it is. And when it is, I will be fervently asking for prayer, because there are times when it gets, you know, it's not just you're putting out a 5-alarm fire, you're on fire and you're not so sure you're gonna live through it, if you know what I mean. All right, but it's amazing how many of these things that we've been talking about now for what, 13, 14 years? It'll be 14 years this July. The radio show's been 14 years since July. At one time, I counted over 7,000 radio shows when you counted all the prayer vigils. And can you imagine, a lot of them are 3 hours long with guests? Wow. That's hard to believe. But these little one-hour shows are much easier to send around via email. Hey, we are fishers of men. This is a little thing that the Lord put upon my heart, and I put it inside my email. And this is my own. Well, from the Lord through me. We are fishers of men. Fishermen don't bang gongs and scream to catch fish. They wisely bait their hooks and capture the imagination of the fish. Which is true. Are we fishers of men? Send the emails around. You never know what you're going to catch. Chum the waters in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. At least you'll be compliant with Luke 12, verse 47, 48. To whom much has been given, much will be required. Might as well check that box. Location, location, location. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So Musk comes out and says a legion of Optimus robots will be released this year. Never mind that they already released information on the cutting edge of technology that says that they have liquid metal robots that can transform into solid metal. I'm like going, you got to be kidding me. And I could play this long dissertation by Professor Jeffrey Sachs, who usually hits the ball so far out of the park every time he says what he says. Unfortunately, he never ties it back to the Bible. That always seems like what's missing. Alex Jones, he tries to tie it back to the Bible, but he forgets the book of Revelation entirely. Never includes the Olivet Discourse. God bless his sweetheart. I wish he would wake up. But, you know, and I hope he hears. I hope he hears. Because I know a lot of his listeners right now want this Alex Jones back.
This is their plan, people. These are demons. Just like the Bible says, it's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people. I'm telling you, it's what all the ancients said. It's what they warned of. It's what we're dealing with. They're demons. They're frickin' interdimensional invaders. Okay?
I was hoping to beat the adjective. Right, but I missed it. Okay, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So again, 7,000 tons of rare earth, Iran, back and forth, not heading anywhere. The war, the tariff war between Xi Jinping and Donald Trump is vindictive. At least on the surface. And granted, it's very difficult to tell because it's almost like they play multiple roles in the movie. But we've seen that before in movies, haven't we? Yeah. Yeah, we have. We have. And if you can grasp that. And the other thing to note is you can be working toward the same end result and know what your role is during the Great Tribulation. But with Trump and Netanyahu, they probably don't see much past the Noahide laws. Now with Xi Jinping and his ghost cities, he might see it from a different perspective, but he knows where he's heading, doesn't he? He's even got machines that go through the streets and pick up cadavers automatically off the road. Dead people. You know, like they put in your hamburgers at the fast food restaurants. Absolutely the weirdest times on the earth. And I still struggle when people go, isn't it exciting to be alive right now? Because I know deep down inside, they are not carrying the burden that you and I are. But that burden is a golden metaphorical pathway to Jesus. And to escape all, to pray always to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. And I'm here to tell you, the only place that's going to be is at the wedding supper of the Lamb. God bless you all. Be excited. Remember, limited. Remember humility and love. Humility is perfect quietness of heart. It is to expect nothing, to wonder at nothing that is done to me, to feel nothing done against me. It is to be at rest when nobody praises me and when I am blamed or despised. It is to have a blessed home in the Lord where I can go and shut the door and kneel to my Father in secret, and am at peace, as in a deep, I like to add the word blue sea, of calmness, when all around and above is trouble. That's the definition of dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Praise his holy name. God bless you all. Until next time.